And now we're on the line, we're having to speak with Ellen Murphy, who's a senior archivist with Dublin City Libraries. Ellen, good morning, or good afternoon at this stage, sorry, isn't it? How are you today?
I'm great, Conor. Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely delighted. And you're here to have a chat about this, exploring kind of the archives next week, which Dublin City Archives are actually hosting some events. Is that correct? Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yes. Well, Explore Your Archive is actually a campaign which takes place across Ireland and the UK for an entire week from the 14th until the 22nd of November. And the idea is just to raise awareness about the essential role of archives in society and to encourage members of the public to come in and look at our materials and delve into collections that perhaps they weren't aware of. So as part of that campaign, we're organising two seminars which are open to the public and free to attend.
Brilliant. And the first one I see is, when is it, the 16th, is it, in Pear Street?
The first one is on Tuesday of next week, which is the 17th.
17th, sorry, I beg your pardon, yeah.
No problem. And it's on from 10 o'clock until 1 p.m. And this seminar is going to focus on sources relating to the 1916 Rising, which we actually hold here in Dublin City Library and Archive. So there's going to be a series of short talks by a number of different speakers, both staff at Dublin City Library and Archive and then some outside individuals. So it's a great programme we've lined up. I'm particularly interested to listen to conservator Liz Darcy, who has actually worked on conserving a 1916 proclamation that we hold.
Wow, gosh, because like there, well, there's probably, I don't know, there's very few of them left, isn't there?
There's very few of them that have survived, and this one was actually donated to us by the family of Elizabeth O'Farrell, who was the nurse who handed in the surrender letter at the end of the Rising.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And it hasn't been seen for years because it was so badly damaged. There was actually sellotape put over it at one stage, you can imagine.
Yeah. Oh, I can, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So Liz had to carry out a very intricate operation to remove the sellotape, clean the document and conserve it to its former glory. And she's going to talk through that process.
Brilliant, brilliant. And then on next Wednesday, you have another seminar in the afternoon, isn't that correct?
That's correct. So on Wednesday, the seminar is on from 2 until 4 o'clock, and it's focusing on our theatre collections. So we hold the Irish Theatre Archive here. We have wonderful collections, over 250 different collections from theatre goers, costume designers, set designers, and we're highlighting three of the most important collections that we have. And Conor, we're really looking forward to your
Ellen, that's not the reason I asked you on today. You know, talk about, because I'm trying to hear your own chat as well, your own talk, which I missed previously. So tell us a bit about that.
Well, I'm going to speak about some of the collections that we've had and exhibitions that we've run. One person I'm going to talk about is Vernon Hayden.
Oh, a lovely man,
people,
yes.
Yeah, people might remember. He was known as the best baddie in the business.
Oh, yeah, he was supposed to. Well, I met the man, obviously, several times. And he would terrify the living daylights out of you on the stage. And yet, off the stage, he was an absolute gentleman. Anyway.
Yeah. A complete gentleman, yeah. So he nearly always played the baddie in the pantomimes in the Gaiety Theatre. And he was a very interesting man because as well as his own acting career, he was also a stage manager for OD Productions, for Jimmy OD.
Yeah.
So he would have toured the world with Jimmy OD and he would have done a lot of the behind-the-scenes work as well for OD Productions and for the Gaiety Pantomimes. And his family very generously donated his papers to the Irish Theatre Archive a number of years ago. So that's one of the collections we're going to be highlighting. And Dr. Mary Clark is going to talk about the Gaiety Theatre Archive we have here. And again, we're so lucky to have this material because an awful lot of the early Gaiety material was sold to Northwestern University in the States and it left the country.
Yeah.
But this is a collection which belonged to Patricia Turner, who was Micheál MacLiamore's personal assistant.
Right.
So over the years, he had given her a lot of his costume designs and set designs, and they'd also corresponded. So there's these wonderful letters, you know, about practical household matters. But Micheál is also, he was very homesick when he was abroad touring, and he used to write back to Patricia and, you know, tell her about what life was like on the road, but then also ask how things were going at home. So a really, really interesting collection, some very beautifully, visually attractive material in it as well. And Mary Clark is going to highlight
some
of these items.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, can I just point out to our listeners that, you know, with all the the interest in 1916 and all this kind of stuff. Pear Street is a fantastic hub of information, and it's all free, and it's so important. First of all, if you have an interest in anything, you know, have a look on their website or go in and speak to the librarians there or whatever. Or, you know, from my point of view, particularly if you have bits and pieces, obviously theatre memorabilia is my bit, but like, you know, if you have anything like that, please bring it in, because it's so important, and it certainly helps to build up the view of the city over the last 100 odd years or more. And it's you know, somebody like Ellen, who's and I know Mary for a long time now, that it's just fantastic, and their breadth of knowledge is amazing. And you would reiterate that if somebody has something, please bring it in. Is that correct, Ellen?
Oh, that's it completely, because, you know, we have purpose-built strong rooms here which are air-conditioned, which have humidity controls, temperature controls, and our interest is not just in the item immediately, but ensuring that it's preserved and made available for future generations. The oldest document we have in the archive is 1171.
Wow.
So we hope that if someone donated material to us now, that in another 1,000 years' time, it would still
be available. Still be there. Yeah, because the great thing is, and if anybody's been into the reading room up in Pear Street upstairs, not alone do they have Nelson's head sit from the pillar sitting in the corner, but you know, there's 100 different kind of research stations or laptop spots. Is that the best way to describe them?
Yeah, that's it exactly. We have 80 spaces for
80. Research. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, and as well as that, we then have microfilm area, and then we have a number of computer suites where we've different resources, different online resources that people can use. So we're open to the public Monday to Thursday, 10 until 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 until 5 p.m. And all you need to bring with you is some sort of photographic ID on your first visit, and we'll sign you up as a researcher then.
Yeah, and the great thing is, you're actually open kind of longer than most libraries, isn't that right? Just to give people who are working a bit of a chance.
That's it indeed. So we would have people who maybe are doing family history or local history and working 9 to 5, but they can come into us in the evening times or also on Saturdays. So we can be quite busy on Saturdays as well.
Yeah. Well, look, the very best with that, I'll just, and it's all free, isn't that correct? There's no charge.
It's all free. The two events are free next week, but we would like you to book so we have an idea of numbers in advance.
Okay.
So you can book by ringing 674-4808, or you can email us at dublinpubliclibraries@dublincity.ie.
Right, okay. Well, look, Ellen, thanks very much for coming on, and I will see you there next week, and I'd say now hopefully there'll be a good few people there, and as I said, the important thing is to book it, because
that's it.
Just to make sure that, yeah. Well, look, Ellen, thanks very much. We'll talk to you next week, and as I said, everybody get out there and enjoy, try and find the archives, because they're all there. Thanks very much indeed, Ellen. Thanks.